Hello, everyone, and welcome to my show, Your NFLites, here at BBS Radio. My name is Michael Goger. I'll be here for the next 2 hours doing nonstop psychic readings for the listening audience. Get your pen and paper out. I'll give you the toll-free phone numbers for USA and Canada. Toll-free USA is 1-877-876-5227. Toll-free Canada is 1-888-810-8322. Or you can call direct 1-530-876-3222. And I believe I have a caller already, so I'll go right to the call. Hello, caller.
Hello.
Hi, welcome to the show.
Hi, how are you?
How do I sound?
Not too bad.
Loud and clear?
Pretty good, yeah.
Okay, good. You sound great, too.
Not too bad.
Okay, welcome to the show, and I don't know if you ever heard me read before or not, but I'll jump right into your reading.
Okay.
Okay, Well, I almost want to say that something left, or someone left in your life. Was there a split or a loss or something with you? Or
a split?
Yeah, did a friend leave or relationship end or something like this? Or does it make sense to you? Or
no.
No? All right. Okay, I'm just... let me focus. There's a journey of some kind I'm hearing. You got to go somewhere within the next month or so? Does that make sense at all?
Well, I'm trying to relocate and trying to move, but...
Okay, I am hearing... a journey of some kind to you.
Okay.
And leaving something, but there's something... different about this. Is it against your will? You really don't want to? Or there's some kind of a sadness? Or does it make sense to you? I just feel kind of...
No, like, I want to move, and my partner, he wants to stay.
Oh, okay. That's what I'm feeling.
Okay.
Okay. Well, I'm being told that... and that would make up for what I was hearing with the separation too, because I feel like
okay.
It might be pulling you apart a little bit, or it's in between you.
Yeah, it is, for sure.
Yeah, that's what I was feeling in the beginning, and there was some heaviness with it, so I was interpreting it to be like a friend or a relationship.
Okay. Ending,
but it was just a matter of interpretation, so. But anyway, I am hearing that... tell you there is a light at the end of the tunnel. It's going to work out.
Okay.
So I don't think it's as bad as maybe you're thinking or feeling or...
Oh, I hope not.
No, I don't think so. I think that's what I'm hearing to tell you, that it's heavy-hearted and a little sad right now, but it's going to work out. It's going to work out, I believe, for the positive for you.
Okay.
Look for a blonde. I'm pretty sure it's a female. Blonde female may come up with a solution or an answer or be an ally in this somehow.
Okay.
Okay. And
that's kind of funny because I'm blonde.
Oh, interesting. Did you ever discuss, like, 6 months here, 6 months there, or part-time, or commuting, or did you ever? Or going without the other, or you going on your own, or something like that? Or?
No.
Is that a possibility with the situation?
No, it's...
It's either or.
It's either or.
You can't commute or long distance in any way.
Well, no, we have a little baby.
Oh.
So, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, okay. Was this for work for you or finances for you? Or
for finances, yeah. We're really struggling right now, so we're trying to relocate to get better jobs and all that.
And the reason you want to relocate is for something better financially?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, that's what I'm being told. Now, it's going to work out, but I feel it working out through something coming to you, something you maybe initiated already, or in the area that you're in, where you might not have to relocate.
Okay.
I don't know if that makes sense or not. I don't know if you've been looking in your area or...
Not really.
Okay, and I got a feeling this will come through a male, and I feel like he may be connected to employment. Is this your husband, a boyfriend? Is he working, or?
Yes.
Okay. Something with him or one of his friends, maybe.
Okay.
Is going to have something for you. It's a possibility that might be a solution.
Okay.
Where you don't have to relocate. I am still getting a journey and a travel of some kind, and it might be something that you can commute for.
Okay.
Or you go somewhere within the next 30 days, say, and you connect with something that solves the problem.
Okay.
And that's doable.
Okay.
So if you do go somewhere, say, by the middle of April, end of April, keep your eyes open for something that can help you with your dilemma.
Okay, I love for sure.
And follow through on anything that might come through your husband's friends or work or business connections.
Okay.
They might have something for you that's going to help you solve the issue. But either way, I'm getting an increase in finances. By the end of April, you should be doing better financially.
Okay, I hope so.
Okay, and something is being delivered to you, like communication of some kind, and it's connected to money and work getting better, too.
Okay.
And be prepared to travel a little bit. There's something with the travel, and I feel very active and restless with my work and my money for some reason.
Okay.
I don't know if it's going to involve traveling, or you might have to travel back and forth, but there is a solution, and it will work out for you.
Okay.
Okay. Now, whether or not you eventually wind up relocating, it's a tough call at this time. You got to get through a few things before I think that can be felt by me anyway.
Okay.
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 So you got a few things going for you, and just be focused and alert.
Okay, I will. Thank you very much.
Okay, you take care, and thank you. Tell your friends about us.
Oh, I will for sure.
Okay, BBS Radio.
Thanks.
All right, thank you. Okay, everybody, if you'd like to call in, I'm here for the next 2 hours. I'm hoping there's a lot of calls. If there is no calls, I might hang up. Or I might keep talking, I'm not sure. But anyway, if you'd like to get a reading, call in. I'm here for the next 2 hours. And if you would like to have your own radio show, it's very possible. Email don@bbsradio.com. You can have your own radio show. Hi, caller.
Hi, Michael. This is Catherine Cook. I wonder if you could give me a reading. I'm going through quite a bit of turmoil just now. Could you give me a reading?
Yes, welcome to the show. Welcome.
Thank you.
You said your name was what?
Catherine Cook.
Cassidy?
Catherine. Cassie.
I'm having a hard time understanding you.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
Cassie.
You have a heavy accent?
I have a Scottish accent,
Scottish, yeah, I can feel it.
Yeah.
Very, very thick. It's good, I like it.
Thank you.
Cassidy?
No, Catherine. Catherine.
Okay. Cassidy. Okay. Anyway, welcome to the show. You got a nickname?
And Cass.
I can't even understand that for some reason.
No? Cassie. Cassie.
Okay. Well, I'm sorry. Anyway, welcome to the show, and let me jump into your reading.
Thank you.
Okay? I do have a good connection with you. I'm jumping right into money. I don't know if you want me to go there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the money involved, yeah.
Okay, they just, like, threw a handful of money in my face, and I feel fantastic. I feel like I'm stepping in it, or I'm going to, things are going to go my way, or it's going to get better. It's just continuously, and there's also money and finances connected to a male. I don't know if this is your husband.
That's a definite fact, yeah. You'll have that right, yeah.
Okay. Definite connection to a male, husband, also money, good money, getting better, big money. I feel really good. I hope I'm hitting on something for you, or
I hope so.
Confirming something for you, but
yeah, confirming something. It's just now I'm going through a bit of a turmoil. It is about money, and it's about a will, and things are kind of like whether it goes my way or whether it goes the other person's way.
I see it going your way.
You do? That's terrific.
I really do. I feel it going your way because as soon as I connected to you, they threw a big handful of gold coins and hit me right in the face with it. So I knew where I was going. And I'm hearing it coming. I'm hearing it. It's coming to me, and I'm going to be successful. This is what I'm hearing.
Oh, that's lovely.
And there is a lot of celebrating, a lot of pleasure and comfort from this, and I feel like I achieved something, I accomplished something. And I'm also feeling like it might spark a little bit of travel, maybe connected to it.
Oh, yeah, I am traveling. I will be traveling soon, yeah.
Yeah.
Family reunion.
Yeah, and I feel like there's some pleasure and business mixed with it, too. So always be on point for more money and business and work because I feel like you're headed in that direction anyway. Relationship-wise, I feel fantastic. I feel really good about it. Family and health, I feel good. Now, you were in a relationship, right? A husband? Or?
No, my husband's passed away. This is where it goes. And this is where it all stems from, my husband's will.
Interesting. How long ago did he pass away?
He passed away last July.
Last July, okay. Well, sorry to hear that. Are you with somebody now?
No,
or?
I'm not, no.
Okay. Were you and your husband business partners or work together? Or?
No, we did not, no.
Okay. That's all right. It's just, he's very strong around you. Very strong around you. I feel like I'm picking up on him. He's making me feel like he's going to make sure it goes your way.
Oh, that's nice.
This is what he's making me feel.
That, yeah, because he left the estate in quite some mess.
Yeah.
And this has got me worried, and I've been worried since he passed over.
Yeah.
I have asked him
through
spirit to come forward and step up to the plate to help. And I just wondered if he will be there and he will help.
Yeah, he is helping you. It was him and money. He's the one that threw the money in my face.
I see.
And what he was saying is that you deserve the money. You deserve it. He wants you to have it. Or your share or whatever that he intended for you to have. He wants to make sure you get it.
Mm-hmm.
So,
Is it possible to answer this question? Through this carry on with the will, the bank has refused to pay my husband's estate. Because the checking account has gone done, but there is $91,000 lying in another account, right? So the money is available, but the bank has refused to pay the bills.
Right.
Now, I must go and see the bank during the week. Could you answer this question? Will everything be fine? Will the bank agree finally to pay the bills? Is this impossible for you to answer?
I feel somebody mediates for you. Somebody steps in. It's either a lawyer or I keep feeling, I feel like a lawyer or somebody handling something with the will or something steps in and mediates and negotiates for you.
Okay.
Is there anybody you can go to that stands out?
I do have a lawyer, but I'm not too sure if he would do that, you know, if he can do that, but I'm sure that may have to come to that, yes.
Yeah. Because I'm feeling a professional one that's a male, and he steps in as a mediator, or I should seek him out anyway. It might be worth checking into.
Thank you.
Because I feel like I'm being pushed in that direction to go to this man and ask him to negotiate for me.
Okay.
Okay. And other than that, that's all I'm really getting for you.
Okay, that's good.
It was just that message that it was going to go your way and that somebody else was going to be brought in and negotiate and mediate for you, and that you deserved whatever it is he wants, whatever it is he wants you to have, he wants you to make sure you get it, and he's going to be working on that side, doing it.
Thank you, Michael. Thank you so much.
Okay, and blessings and good luck with everything.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
Thank you. Tell your friends about us.
I certainly will.
Are you calling from Scotland?
Yeah.
Wow. Tell Scotland I said hello.
I will.
I love the internet. Isn't it fantastic? I'm reading somebody in Scotland. It's amazing. All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Okay. Goodbye. Okay, everyone, if you'd like to call for your reading, I'm here until 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and I'm pacing myself. I don't want to burn out, but it's going to be nonstop psychic readings. I can do other things, but I come in to read, and that's what I keep doing, read. Pal Talk shows are up and running. I did a show last week, and it was fantastic. I love every minute of it. Welcome to the show, caller.
Hello.
Hi, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
What's your first name?
Mary.
Mary? Where are you calling from, Mary?
Louisiana.
Louisiana. I was just in Scotland. Now I'm in Louisiana.
Well, you're traveling the world.
Isn't it grand? It's fantastic.
Yes,
what other way to go is this way, internet. Internet voice.
Yes,
okay.
It is.
All right, Mary. I don't know if you hear me read before or you listen to the show. Or...
Yes, I listen to the show.
Okay, good. I was just telling the audience the Pal Talk chat rooms are up and running. I did one last week. We had a ball. Had a nice crowd in there. Got a lot of readings done. And it felt great being back. And I will be doing probably tomorrow and the next day, two in a row there. So watch my email from the group and my mailing list. Okay, Mary, I'm sorry about that little plug, but I got to talk in between readings and during readings. But that's what it's all about.
Yes, it is.
I like the caller being the show. I think that's a great idea, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Yeah. How do I sound, loud and clear?
You're very clear.
Good, because we're trying to decide how to handle my... broadcasting either digital or another way, and so this seems to be working well today.
It's coming through very, very clear.
Great. Okay, right off the bat, I'm hearing there was some type of struggle and an agreement and negotiating, or I'm trying to get something done my way, and maybe there's a little bit of resistance or opposition, or maybe even a little aggravation. I don't know if this is a loan or approval of some kind, but I'm feeling business and paperwork, and just back and forth with it. And I'm feeling there might have been a little bit of a dispute or a struggle, but I'm hearing that that's going to blow over and go in your way.
Good.
Does it connect with anything for you?
Oh, yes, it does. It definitely does.
Okay, because that's what they jumped right off on, and they're saying tell her the outcome is good. Still might be a little more, maybe two more weeks of back back and forth, I guess, or a little bit more back and forth, and then it appears to go in your way, and then there's some celebrating behind it. Something goes through, or I can do something, or somebody gets helped with it, or we're celebrating, and I feel like it makes me feel good, too. I feel like I accomplished something. I feel like I learned something and became stronger. I don't know. I'm just saying what I'm hearing and feeling. And you.
Well, that's exactly how it will, Phyllis, just goes through.
Okay, because I feel like I, not only did I do it, but I feel better and stronger. So.
That's right.
And then it seems like maybe I... travel plans. Is something being delayed or canceled? I don't know, between now and the end of April.
Well, I have lots of travel plans.
So, okay, well, between now and April, if something's real important or you're in a hurry, double check everything because something might be delayed or canceled on you.
Okay.
And it seems like you would get a heads up or you'd be to your benefit to know ahead of time that there was an issue and you can change it or whatever.
Okay.
So just, you know, kind of keep that in mind, you know, if you find yourself making plans to go somewhere, you just double check, make sure. Then I feel like, hey, is there a wedding or something coming up or an event or something I might go to or a party? I feel like I'm going to a few events that are considered like celebrating. So, and I feel like one of them might be an engagement or a wedding or...
Nothing I'm aware of.
Okay. Well, between now and the end of April, you might be celebrating somebody's maybe engagement or wedding or being invited. So it could be a friend or a relative or a coworker.
Okay.
Yeah, just keep it in mind. Also a hint of like a housewarming. I don't know if somebody's moving or just moved, or there might be some type of joyous event connected to a new place or relocating or this type of thing. So, it could be something that pops up 3 weeks from now. You know, or when you hang up, you're gonna say, "Oh, that's right." You know, and it's just.
Okay. Last friend that moved was.
Yeah.
It's been a while.
There's also a hint of maybe even a new baby. So you got a lot going on here.
Not for me.
I'm getting a little bit from every area, so
I guess everybody's getting busy.
Yeah, it's a good thing, and you know it's a season for it, spring, and
spring is a time for babies.
You know, it could be like I said, 3 weeks from now, it could be a wedding, and maybe even somebody saying, "Guess what? You know, so and so is pregnant or expecting."
Well, usually, if I dream about a baby, then somebody will end up pregnant, and I haven't had that dream yet.
Yeah. Well, maybe tonight it'll happen.
Maybe so, huh?
Yeah.
As long as I'm not in the picture, it's okay.
Yep. You know, I say what I'm feeling and hearing.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times it's just kind of maybe validating or confirming certain things. And it's just out of interest if it pops up. Like if somebody says, you know, guess what, I'm pregnant, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a validation that there was a good connection there.
Yeah.
And from there, I go into the end of April. Just things pretty much going my way. I feel very strong and happy, and seems to be a lot of socializing and connections being made in the social circle.
Okay, sounds
good. Yeah, I go into April pretty much. The overall message here is things going my way. Things going my way, and things coming through for me the way I'd like them to, and then. Like I said, there might have been a struggle of some kind, and eventually I worked my way through, and that came through for me, too.
Yeah, there's a struggle for child support.
Oh, okay.
And her father, my oldest child father, quit his job. And he's been calling her ass and saying that child support has found him, and I'm going to get my check. Then he calls me 2 weeks later and says, "Oh, I'm going to mail your check." So I went and got a hold of a friend that works at the child support office and got her to process a garnishment paper on his new job.
Wow.
So, and he doesn't, I'm not aware if he knows it or not yet until it actually garnishes paycheck.
So you're a single mom now?
Yeah.
You know, I single moms, I want to start a group for single moms.
Single moms are tough.
I have never seen anything tougher. I thought moms were tough, but single moms?
No, they're tough little ladies.
Let me tell you something. There is not enough out there for single moms. I mean, as far as the getting help and transportation. And
no, there's not. There's not. You have to be tough.
You know, and if there's more than one kid, it's like, holy moly, how do I do this, you know?
Well, I have two, and I can't see anymore. I cannot see how people do it more.
I know it.
There's mothers with four, five, six of them. I don't know how to do it.
I don't know.
Praise God.
You know, for the last 2 weeks, I have been getting told to, if I ever get any type of fundraising going, to do something for the single moms, to bring attention to, there's no place, I mean, if you live in the country where transportation is scarce and hard to get and resources are small.
Well, it kind of puts you in a rut because everything is more male-oriented. You know, if you're disabled and you're female, well, it's different towards if you were the father supporting a family than the mother supporting a family.
Sure, I know. And then you got to leave the kids with somebody, and maybe you don't have a babysitter that day, but you got to go to work or you're going to get fired.
Well, my oldest daughter, speaking of that, my oldest daughter just spent 3 days in a hospital with pneumonia, and no one wanted to keep my youngest child, so she stayed in a hospital with us in a playpen in a corner of the hospital room.
See, that's exactly what I'm talking about. And this was thrown in my lap with my daughter, because my daughter wound up in this situation, and I'm watching this firsthand, and I'm experiencing it. And there is a real need out there for somewhere where you can go and get help for like a single mom. I mean, there's things out there.
Yeah, there's some things out there,
you know,
to try to help you get on your feet, but I mean,
there's not enough.
Many roadblocks that you have to jump through.
Not enough. I mean, even looking for an apartment, as soon as they hear a single mom with two kids,
It's
like, oh, man, I'll call you tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And then the call never comes back. And it's things like this. And,
yeah, because they figure you're going to be leaving the kids by themselves. No one's going to be there watching.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then they see a whole bunch of single men coming and going and partying and noise. And
not out of my house.
You know, but it's tough being a landlord too. So we're
What they assume. That's what they assume.
Exactly, and that's what I mean. That's what I'm talking about. There's really a need for more out there for single moms because it's tough, man. It is tough.
Yeah, it is.
Now, if you had a nanny, if you can afford a nanny,
No,
you'd be okay.
Right now, we're living off the youngest child has a disability, so we're living off of her Social Security.
While I'm fighting for my disability. Okay. Now, let's get back to your reading. And I feel like you're going into a cycle where anything that's being held up or delayed or negotiated, I feel like it starts moving and coming to you, and it's in your favor. And I really pray to God for you that I'm interpreting correctly and I'm hearing correctly. And I feel like once it goes through, there's a lot of celebrating because of it.
Oh, yeah, there will be. And if everything does go through, we will be the ones moving.
Okay, because, they're showing me, right now they're showing me a picture of a family, and they're hugging, and they're happy, and they're celebrating, and there's a lot of healing there.
That's what a family needs right now.
Okay, and I feel like by the end of April, I feel like I'm feeling very joyous for you.
Well, it's been waiting 2 years just by hearing dates, so.
Okay, well, that sounds about right, so let's keep our fingers crossed. Let's pray and keep your fingers crossed, and I wish you well, and I feel like it does start to move. I feel like it's in the process of moving now, actually, so.
Hopefully so. Hopefully everything, this hurricane that we had, the two hurricanes really messed everything up down here, so. Everything's just put way behind.
Oh, boy.
Legally and everything.
Yes, it has, and it still is, too.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be for a while.
Yeah, not enough though was done for that either.
No, oh no, that New Orleans. As a matter of fact, I have to go to New Orleans sometime this week, and I dread going through there because all of the blighted homes, it just makes you relive everything all over again. sad. You know, you see homes where people once lived, and
yeah.
they're still full of mold, and
I know.
Cars are still out in the streets and everything.
What a shame. I know.
But as you've seen on TV, the homes with the circles and the markings, they're
yeah.
still all there. The majority of them are still all there.
What a shame.
Full of mold.
And then today is, why couldn't we more have been done? You know what I mean?
I imagine more could have been done.
Yeah, but...
You know, but...
All right. Anyway, blessings to you and your family. I hope everything goes the way I feel like it was going.
Thank you very much.
Okay, I mean...
your family also.
The minute I connected to you, I was given negotiations moving forward for you. So let's hope and pray for it, okay?
All right, thank you.
Okay, Mary, tell your friends about it. Thank you for calling.
All right, bye-bye.
Blessings to you. Okay, everybody, if you'd like to call in, the number is everywhere. It's on the front page of the BBS radio site. It's on my website, my email. You can't even get away from it. You can't even run from me. I'm everywhere. Toll-free, USA, 1-877-876-5227. Toll-free, Canada. Hi, caller.
Hi.
Hi. Let me just get the Canada number out, and then we'll go to your reading, okay?
Okay.
All right. Toll-free Canada is 1-888-810-8322. Toll-free. Hi, caller. Welcome.
Thank you.
What's your first name?
Jen.
Jen?
Mm-hmm.
Welcome to the show, Jen.
Thank you.
Are you a regular listener?
Yes, I am.
Yeah. Okay, Jen, let's just jump into your reading, and you know, I'm going right to a male. Male issues, male. Boy, almost like I'm getting issues with somebody not being satisfied or happy. What a situation. Strange. I'm feeling a... Okay. This is with a male. And I'm hearing there's a very easy solution to this. And it's right in front of your face. And it's right on the tip of your tongue. And you're just not hitting on it for some reason. And I'm also feeling that... I feel like there's some very deep issues connected to this. So it's not just the man. It's some things within yourself, too, with men. It's not really you and them. It's really you and you, and it's about men within you. And it's very spiritual, very karmic, and... So I think you got a couple of things going on here. I think you got some men issues or things going on, and then within yourself there's also some things going on with men. So keep that in mind while I listen for some more imagery here. And I'm also, there is some type of self-inflicted behavior here, like almost like I want something, but I think I want something or someone, and I really don't, but I think I do. It's a weird feeling. Very weird feeling. A little bit of almost like it's illusionary within myself. I think I want it, or I think it's better over there, and it's really not, but I think it is, and it kind of haunts me a little bit, or strange how they're making me feel. Okay, hang on. Anyway, this right under my nose. I keep hearing it. It's right under my nose. It's right under my nose. There's advantages right under my nose. And I just kind of look around, slow down a little bit, pull back a little bit, and regroup and look around. And I'm getting haunted by the grass is greener on the other side of the hill, and they're kind of like saying, just tell reminder that it never is. It's just, you think it is, it's not. And then they're giving me, some of the info I get, it's going to be coming psychically, I believe, to you. There is psychic abilities here. There's a higher consciousness. There's a lot of windows. Feels pretty good. I feel like intuitively I'm going to be guided with some relationship and men issues too. Tell her intuitively. Listen to her intuitive self, I'm hearing. Listen to yourself. And it's going to be psychic, intuitive information and guidance. So pay attention to your, whatever voice you listen to, your inner voice. If you feel like it's intuition, pay attention to it. Constant battle, though. Seems like it's an ongoing thing. Ongoing thing, they're saying. Very heavy with relationships with men, period. Not just boyfriends or husbands, or it's just men, period. It's just relationships. It's like an ongoing thing. Either with a particular person or just men in general. And I think it's both or it don't matter. It's just, they're saying it's an ongoing thing. It's been there for a while and it's going to continue, I feel. Determination. Stay determined. Don't completely give up on him or men or okay. I want to pay attention to my health. I want to make sure I don't get worn down or misdiagnose something. I want to, if there's something strange going on that I don't feel right, I want to follow through on it. And if I'm okay now, I want to make sure I don't abuse that or take advantage of it. So pay attention to your overall well-being. Don't wear yourself down. There might be a little bit of a heads up there for you. If you feel a cold coming on, maybe just kind of slow down a little bit. Just, you know, be aware of your energy. And I would be prepared for people and other people kind of opposing me or butting heads with me between now and the end of April, till I just feel like for some reason between now and the end of April, it's a cycle where you're going to be butting heads and kind of like people are going to kind of like aggravate me or get in my way. So be prepared for that and try to understand that it's just energy and cycles. That's what I'm hearing to say to you. It's just kind of like, you know, you'll see it when you feel it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Be prepared for people letting me down or opposing me in different ways. So it's just kind of like, don't let it throw you. Just stay moving forward. It's just a cycle, and you'll get through it. Then the next cycle, everybody will be bending over backwards for you. So it's just the way it goes. So.
Do you see the relationship getting any better?
I was afraid you were going to ask me that. I knew you were going to ask me.
Yeah.
And
that
doesn't
sound too promising.
And I was kind of picking around it, and if you noticed that it was, I went into it kind of sour a little.
So
I was basically reading your relationships, but kind of like dressing it up a little bit, which I'm good at.
Right.
And I feel, not until the end of April. I don't want to bum you out, but I don't feel total devastation or split either.
Okay.
And if you heard me say before, it's an ongoing thing, I think it's going to be more of the ongoing thing, so.
Okay.
And, you know, it's not you, it's not him, it's just not time,
mm-hmm.
I'm feeling. And I'm also feeling some things within myself, within you, that need to be sorted out, too. I almost want to say, you almost create some of the things you go through. I don't know, and it's not really bad or jumps right at me, but there's a hint of it.
Okay.
That there's something within me, too, like, I don't know if it's my expectations or obsessiveness. There's something that, just kind of like, you know, I'm not saying you got to run out to a psychiatrist, but I'm, in your daily life, kind of like reflect on your love life and relationships, and not really a love relationship, but even relationships, period. I think it's with men.
Okay.
I think even if it was just a friendship, at times it would be strained or stressed if it was a male. I don't know.
Okay.
I'm not quite sure what I'm picking up on. Maybe it's just some past experiences or maybe some things you need to let go yet or work on. And like I said, I don't feel like I got to run right out to a therapist, but I, you know, maybe I should sit in the garden and smell the roses and dwell on a few things, maybe from the past or how I really feel about relationships with men, you know, or possible lovers, you know what I mean?
Right.
Do a little reflecting within yourself. I feel like you have,
mm-hmm.
and possibly have a lot. So you're on the right track, and you're doing the right thing. You're headed in the right direction. And I kept hearing it's just not time.
Okay.
Now there is someone now that was started and slowed down, or
right.
Okay. And this was for a lot of reasons, and it's, like I said, it's not him or you. I just don't think it's time just yet. And I would just basically meditate on this up until the end of April. I wouldn't try to push it one way or another, because I think he has to sort things out, too. I think he's got a lot of issues, too,
mm-hmm. okay.
that he's working on. And it may push you the wrong way, or you know what I mean? So I would work on sorting some of the things out for myself and then let him kind of like sort his things out.
Okay.
Because as much as you're dissatisfied, I feel like he's just as much as dissatisfied too.
Okay.
And it's not necessarily with each other. I feel like it could be things in my life, my job, my health, and my relationship to everything and everybody around me. There might be some things wrong there too. It's not just you or the relationship.
Okay.
You know, because sometimes, like being a reader, if something in my life is going wrong or dramatic, it would interfere with me being a reader, and it's like that in a relationship. There's something else wrong in my life, and I can't concentrate on the romance and the relationship because I'm confused or tired or exhausted. So there's a lot of different things going on with this. So it's not just you or him. So don't feel that way. And I would give it until, I would just let it ride or keep going, doing what you're doing and allow it to unfold at least up until the end of April. And then there could be some changes for you.
Okay.
All right, Jen, give it until, say the end of April. To see what direction he's going in and what direction you're both going in.
Well, Mike, I really appreciate your honesty.
I have to be honest. There's no other way. And sometimes, actually, it's the only way, really.
Mm-hmm.
Because you want to hear it, you know. You don't want to be, you don't want both BS. You don't want to be BS. Do you know what I mean? You want
to. What you're reading, it totally, completely makes sense.
Good.
Absolutely.
And that's all I care about. I just want you to understand or feel what I'm trying to say,
mm-hmm.
or what I'm hearing. You know, I don't go into this to impress the caller or to build up my ego. I just want to, I ask for what needs to be heard and felt. And 90% of the time it works. So I'm glad.
Yeah, very helpful.
Okay. And listen, if And keep this in perspective, too, because if it goes any deeper, it could kind of, like, take its wear and tear.
Okay.
And you don't want to go there either, because then when it's time to move forward, you won't feel like it, or you won't feel up to it.
Right. Okay.
You know what I mean? So kind of like just like one day, just another day, and I'm doing the best I can, and keep it that way until as you go into the end of April.
Okay.
And I think things will be clearer for you, because I am hearing a lot of issues being overcome.
Okay.
So you are on the path to solving a lot of different things. And concentrate on isolating the issues. Don't take on too much at one time, because your approach is very effective when the issue is focused.
Okay.
I'm hearing to tell you. So just do one thing at a time. It's very effective with you.
Okay.
And remain determined. That's all I'm hearing. Remain determined. Don't give up. All right, Jen. I'll leave you with that, and thank you for calling. And
thank you, Mike.
And for complimenting me. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Mike.
Okay. Tell your friends about us.
Absolutely.
BBS Radio.
All right. Bye.
All right, Jen. Thank you. Blessings.
Bye.
All right, everyone. If you ever want a radio show, you can have it. BBS Radio. Email don@bbsradio.com. You can have your own radio show. You can be the next Howard Stern. You can have a co-host. You can have guests. You can promote your product, sell your product, whatever it is you... Hi, caller.
Hello.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
What's your first name?
Cindy.
Cindy?
Right.
Okay, Cindy, thank you for calling. Where are you calling from?
I'm on the Maryland border.
The Maryland border?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You've been hearing me read. I don't know if you're a listener, a regular listener, or you...
Yes, I am.
Heard me read before? Let's just jump into your reading. Okay, Cindy. With you, I'm jumping right into finances, too, with money and finances.
Very much, sir.
Work or looking, are you looking for a job or changing jobs or something like this?
Trying to keep a job, actually.
Okay. Have you been looking for another one?
I was thinking about another part-time job I've been looking into.
Okay, because I'm being pulled right to my work world. It's right where they pulled me was the job in the workplace. So,
right.
A lot of thought, a lot of activity going on there. They're pointing up, so they're giving me the thumbs up. So I'm feeling good about things. Are you worried about getting laid off or something like this?
No, I had an issue with my job, and it's a legal matter. I'm hoping it works out.
Okay. I'm hearing finances increasing, going up. Actually, maybe even, this might sound crazy, you're worried about losing a job, but I feel like I'm being promoted or given a raise. Does that make sense?
If I was to get my job back, I'd be making a raise, yes.
Okay. Oh, okay, so you're laid off now or on disability?
No, it's a licensing matter. It's like my license are on hold.
Oh, okay. Interesting. Okay, I'm hearing tell her good news for the job. So, I don't have to interpret much there. I'm hearing good news for the job. I feel like it's going to be a phone call or a letter. Someone's contacting me. I'm waiting and I'm hearing and it's being delivered. And they're saying good news. They're giving me a thumbs up. They're flashing a picture of a thumbs up.
Cool.
So that's not much. There's not much to interpret there. Thumbs up on the job. Actually, I feel real good about it. I don't know if there's back pay or something or insurance, but there's something else. There's an extra bonus with it.
Right.
I don't know if when you start right back up, the money's right there. I feel like
instant increase.
That's how I feel. I feel like when it starts, boom, I'm right there and I'm rocking. So.
Great.
And I'm hearing better. I'm hearing Teller better than ever. Better than ever. So hang on, be brave. It could be, I'm leaning towards the next 2 weeks, really, between now and the end of April, but I'm really leaning towards like the next 10, 14 days. So.
Well, the hearing date's in April.
Oh, good. Okay. And that's probably, I try to come in with a 30 days time span for the readings. And then I can kind of like lean towards the beginning or the end, and it's throughout. But that would line up with the hearing. Yeah, it would line up with the hearing.
Great.
And then there's just like everything starts moving. A lot of swift changes. A lot of activity. A lot of energy. A lot of activity. I feel like there's possibly maybe. Another a man involved helping me or causing this or working with me, and actually two males are helping me. I don't know if you have partners or associates or employees or what the situation is. This could be relatives or lovers. I don't know, but I feel like there's or is this for your lawyer? You got a lawyer? Or you got a couple of lawyers?
I said there is two lawyers.
Okay. 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 So you got two lawyers, then.
Right.
Okay. They're a big help. They're really coming through, I'm hearing.
I hope. About time.
Yeah. I'm hearing big help, and they're coming through. So, and then it seems like because of them, things really take off or get finalized or they get moving or...
Mm-hmm.
But, and everything is going to be sudden. It's going to be like once a decision is made, it's boom, things start moving. And it's connected to the work world and finances. So things look good for you, Cindy.
Is this what
you called for? I was just curious if I...
Yes.
Could it look?
Yes.
Yeah.
I was hoping that's what you would pick up.
Good, because that's one of the things I try to focus on. I try to go right to what the person's going through, what's on their mind, and try to give them some advice or a little bit of a heads up.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Cindy, thank you for calling the show.
Thanks for the reading. Bye-bye.
Okay, good luck with everything. Okay, everybody, if you'd like to call, the numbers are everywhere. I don't think I got to repeat it again unless some of you are just joining in. And if you are, you probably know them by heart anyway. So let's see, what else can I tell you about? All kinds of big things happening at BBS Radio. If you want your own show, you can do it. Email don@bbsradio.com. If you'd like to know more about me, visit my site, www.michaelgoger.com. If you'd like to talk to me in private, my email is michaelg@michaelgoger.com. Send me an email. Feedback, comments, deeply appreciated. Take a moment, drop a little note to my email and to the radio station. Here is don@bbsradio.com. Send it to both Addies, me and Don, or either or. One way or another, I'll get it, and I appreciate it. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Michael. How are you today?
Feeling great, thank you. How are you?
I'm fantastic, thank you.
Good. What's your first name?
This is Nancy.
Nancy, good. Where you calling from, Nancy?
Lacey, Washington.
Okay. Lacey, Washington, or Lake Washington?
No, Lacey. It's right next to Olympia.
Oh, okay. Good. I believe we talked before.
Yes, we have.
Very nice, lady. You listen to every show.
I do.
Wow.
You're very good.
Thank you, Nancy. I need that. You know, I'm not much of ego, but for some reason I need to keep hearing that, doing what I'm doing. I don't know why. Because it's such an unstable art, really. I call it an art. I see myself as an artist. I'm an entertainer. You know, if I went to higher education and had a couple of certificates, I would call myself a therapist or... But I'm not. I'm just a personality.
Yeah.
And
you're really good at what you do. You make people feel good.
Thank you, Nancy. That's how it started and why it started. And I hope it continues. I enjoy doing it. Okay, Nancy. Let's see. I believe I keep feeling change with you. So you're kind of like in a crossroads in life, as far as physically and emotionally and mentally and spiritually. There's a lot of different things you're going through and will be going through, and it's like a part of the living process type. I noticed it with myself too. You hit a certain age and you kind of feel or think differently, and
mm-hmm.
I feel like this is some of what you're going through now too. And it's a good thing. And but if you're wondering why you're feeling the way you're feeling, it could be it's that cycle. You know, it's there's a few things changing.
Uh-huh.
And and it will affect the way you feel and think. And but you know, I like it. As I age, I feel like mentally and emotionally things are so much better in a way.
I agree with you.
Yeah. Physically, I kind of like, but it's okay, too, as long as you're feeling well, as long as you're feeling good. But it's not as bad as I thought it was, and it's kind of, there's a lot of blessings with it, maturity, so it's, but it, when you're going through the crossroads, it could be confusing, or you think something's going on, you're not sure what it is, and it could be part of that.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Nancy, was there a passing, or will you just hear about somebody, or?
The closest one that has passed is my mother, and that was back in August. But nothing that I can think of right now.
Any friends or older relatives? It's almost like expected in a way. It's...
No.
Okay. And sorry.
Coming up.
Nah, this is kind of. This is like maybe an elderly somebody. Very natural to it. And your mom. Sorry to hear about your mom. Very difficult. Losing mom.
Yeah.
I don't think you ever adjust to it. I miss my mom. You know, when they're gone, they're gone, I'll tell you.
Yeah.
And I'm hearing fresh thoughts with you, Nancy. It's almost like you decided to do maybe something different or try something different in life.
Uh-huh.
And or you may start feeling this way, and it kind of goes hand in hand with spring. So I feel as you go into April and into spring, you may become inspired to do something differently, like maybe take up a course of some kind or join something or socially. But there's some changes coming there, and it's considered like a fresh start, like you might want to change a lifestyle, a habit, get rid of a habit, or do something differently, or with somebody different. So keep that in mind.
Good.
Yeah, keep that in mind. And if you know, if you're feeling with it, run with it, because I feel like it would be a positive thing for me. And I'm also hearing between now and the end of April, if anything doesn't go your way or backfires, don't panic just yet or get too upset, because I feel like it was meant to be and it was a blessing in disguise type thing.
Uh-huh.
So okay. don't Don't let anything throw you or get you too upset if it appears like something didn't go your way, it didn't go through. I feel like maybe it might change at a later date, or it'll turn out to be a blessing in a way.
Okay.
So, or no big deal type feeling to it. So
uh-huh.
Keep that in mind. I'm just throwing some little heads up at you.
I appreciate that.
Okay. What I want to do is if somebody calls like once a week, I try, which is no big deal. I kind of enjoy it because I get to know people.
Uh-huh.
But I try to stay away from repetitious readings. I don't want to tell
uh-huh.
you the same thing I told you last week. I want to give you a little something different. So that your readings might change a little or seem a little different from reading to reading.
Uh-huh.
As you get to know me. And by all means, keep calling. Call every Sunday.
Well, you know, last week, my daughter lives in Kansas. And I had just called my daughter to call you because she has never watched BBS and she doesn't have good access to a computer. And so I told her, I said, just dial this number and talk to Michael, see what he says. And you were just getting ready to hang up.
Mm.
And she called and you took the call.
Oh.
And that was a very big blessing for her. So I want to thank you for that.
Wow, isn't that something?
Yeah, she didn't realize I was going to be listening to it.
Isn't
and I didn't realize she was going through some rough times.
And I helped her.
You helped her. And
uh-huh.
you helped me help her.
Wow. Fantastic.
Well, I want to thank you for that.
Thank you for that, Nancy. That made my that made my day. It really did. I love to hear stories like this. And it's what keeps me going. And
yeah.
I appreciate that. And tell your daughter I said thank you. And I was just looking for something else here. Some of this might be connected to your daughter for some reason.
Uh-huh.
You know, I'm feeling like it's almost like the blessing in disguise might be connected to her.
Okay.
I don't know if that makes sense because I'm not really, I don't remember reading your daughter. I remember the call and I remember me getting ready to say goodbye and then Don left it up to me if I would do it or not. I said, sure.
Yeah, it had to do with her personal life with her husband.
Oh, okay.
Issues going on there. And it really opened her eyes.
Good. What I am feeling with this, I feel like it's going to work out for her.
Uh-huh.
But I don't want to get sidetracked here. I want to stay going in the direction I was going in. There's a change, and I feel like it affects you too. But you get... It's kind of like... there's lessons here, and everybody gets stronger because of it.
Mm-hmm.
And but it also changes the people involved, too, for some reason. But I don't want to lean towards her too much. I want to carry through with your reading.
Uh-huh.
Okay, let me see. Whew, there's a clearinghouse here, too. And yeah, it's like I was saying before, I feel like you go into the end of April... like spring cleaning. This is exactly how they're making me feel. And not just in the house or on the property, but I feel like it's in my mind, too, and in my emotions and in my spirit. So run with it if you see it developing. I feel like it'll be good for you.
Okay.
Very inspiring and motivating. And have fun with it.
Yeah, I definitely need some motivation.
And it's coming, and that's one of the words that they use was motivating and inspiring. So things, you're kind of like a cabin fever type thing going on, but I don't know, how was the winter there? Were you like everybody else?
Yeah, it was a little bit rougher than usual, which, you know, for me, when we retired and moved up here, this is home for me. So that's not a big deal. I just think, yeah, there's
I'm very unmotivated right now. You could almost say maybe depressed.
I'm dealing with
not a real depression, but a little.
Cobwebs, they keep saying to me.
Okay.
Cobwebs. I just feel kind of like cabin fever. It's going to be, I'm connected to the seasons with this with you for some reason.
Uh-huh.
And spring seems to be a big thing here with you. And I don't know if it's the flowers, the garden, the sun, but spring and the seasons here, I believe, are going to make a big difference with you.
Oh, good.
Okay, I just need to relay that to you. So, and it does affect you. I know I'm deeply affected by the environment, so I know the people are too. So I think the spring is going to, as you go into the end of April, you're going to be inspired, more energy, and more focused. And there is new things in the business of work world. So I don't know if I touched on this last time, but. Or if you're working, or what your situation is, but...
Yeah, I'm working.
Okay. There's something new or different going on. I don't know if you're doing something on the side, or you thought about it, but... Or there's something changing at work, but I'm feeling new with this. So it might be a new job description, or department, or maybe you even start something new on the side.
No, okay.
Okay, so be open to it. They might even offer you maybe something different. I feel like it would be good for you.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's good to hear.
Yeah, I'm not feeling bad about this or worried about this. I feel good about it.
Uh-huh.
I feel new and fresh.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, so a new beginning. I feel good about this. And is there any travel involved in your work? Or
nope.
Anything? No? I feel like I'm traveling for some reason. To do something with money or business or something with money and travel or...
Oh.
I'm not sure. I'm not quite sure what that is, so maybe you might want to, maybe you might have to go somewhere and pick something up or do something. I don't know if it's antiques or, but anyway, if you're running around, just be alert for a business deal or some extra money.
Hey.
Or a connection. And I'm getting good news. I'm hearing good news being delivered to me. They're waving the phone and a letter again at me. So there's good news, some type of good news coming your way. It'll cheer you up. And they're throwing in relationships and partnerships of all kinds going well. I don't know if you're married or you're in a relationship.
Yeah, I'm married.
Okay. I feel like I'm hearing relationships of all kinds going well, and they're pointing towards marriages, and I feel like some of this is your daughter too. So you might hear that she's doing okay or better than she was, and things are improving.
Okay.
Okay. So they keep pointing to the marriage. They're saying the marriage.
Uh-huh.
Now I'm a little torn. I'm torn between you and your daughter now because
it would be good to hear for both.
And it would be, and I feel like it's all the way around because they're saying all the way around. So.
Oh.
So I feel like no matter what the outcome or situation, it's better than expected and gets better. So this is good.
Okay.
And it's good news for you. And I think I'll leave you with that, Nancy.
Okay. Thank you so much, Michael.
All right. And thank you. And tell your friends about us.
Oh, I am.
BBS Radio.
God bless you.
It's the best radio station on the planet.
Amen.
Amen. All right, Nancy.
Bye-bye.
Thank you and blessings to you. And, folks, there are dozens of readers here. Dozens of readers here. If you played your cards right, you can get a reading every day. You got numerologists, astrologers, healers, intuitives, channelers. The list is endless. So tune in and listen up. Load it up and put it in your toolbar. Play it in the background. And in the near future, we're going to be everywhere. AM, FM, satellite, global, TV, BBS Radio rocks. And you can have a show. You can have your own radio show on BBS Radio. Email don@bbsradio.com. If you'd like to know more about me, www.michaelgoger.com. I have a mailing list. Look at the navigation bar. Join my mailing list. I have a Yahoo group. Join my Yahoo group. All my appearances are announced in advance, radio and Pal Talk. I have a Pal Talk chat room. We had a show last week. It was fantastic, and there's going to be many, many more coming. And you'll get an email telling you what day and what time. Stop in for a free reading. Who says nothing's free anymore? Everything at BBS Radio is free, folks. You can get a reading every day. Tune in and listen up. Tune in, turn on, listen up, load it up. Put it in your toolbar and listen to it in the background. All original programming, talk shows, music, all original. Okay, folks, if you'd like to call, I'll get the number out there one more time. Toll-free, USA, 1-877-876-5227.
Okay.
Hi, caller.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi, with Gerard from the Netherlands.
What was your first name?
Gerard. You spell it with G-E-R.
Gerard.
Gerard, with a Gerard at the end.
Gerard.
Yes.
Welcome to the show, Gerard.
Thank you.
Where are you calling from?
Netherlands, so from Europe.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Welcome to the show. I'm glad
you
called. Thank you for calling. Are you a regular listener?
Yes, I'm a regular listener, yes.
Very good. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Thank you. It's an awesome radio station, BBS Radio.
Yeah, I agree. I agree.
Okay. Right, let's jump into your reading. I don't know if you heard me read or you're familiar, but...
Yes, I heard, and I was on your Pal Talk rooms a couple of times, so...
Oh, good. Okay, so you're somewhat of a fan anyway.
Yes.
That's good. Thank you, Gerard. Can't get enough plugs. I'd like to let the people know. Join the Yahoo group and join my mailing list, and you'll know when I'm doing this, and I plan on doing a lot more of it.
Okay, I'm on it, so I'm on your list. I'm on your...
Okay, very good, Gerard. Okay, let's just jump into your reading. I for some reason, I want to go right to health with you or somebody close to you. Does somebody need surgery or some medical treatment of some kind, or are you going through...
No, okay. But there was an aunt of mine that 2 weeks ago she had surgery. So
Maybe it's that if you guys are close or you see a lot of each other.
And my father has a health issue, so maybe that's it. I'm not sure.
I'm just picking up a few things around you with it. It could be a combination. I am feeling... I'm feeling dad. You said father, right?
Yes.
Okay. Will the dad need surgery or more treatments or something like that? I feel like maybe he might need a little more or something different. There might be something with him. So kind of like, just... Be alert to it, that's all. I'm not really panicking or worried.
Either. Okay.
Just that I might be going through a few more things with him. Are you helping him? Are you close with him?
Yeah, I'm close with him.
Okay. There might be some more activity with him, so he might need you a little more. Or if you see something developing, just stay ahead of it.
Mm-hmm.
And you're on top of it. I'm getting a mixed bag of things here, which I feel like romance-wise, I feel like it picks up and gets better. I don't know where you're at in relationships, but...
I have no relationship at the current time.
Okay. That may change
mm-hmm.
for some reason. I don't know if there's somebody in the background brewing or developing, but kind of between now and the end of April, you might see somebody coming into your life, and I think it would be... very interesting for you. So if you see it developing, run with it.
I will.
And a feeling in the workplace, too. I'm getting rewarded. I don't know if it's a raise or a bonus or something good happening in the work world. So things there should look up for you also.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Right now I have
some issues with jobs and so it's not...
are you changing jobs or...
Well, it's from the same place, but they are having another place for me or so where I can.
So there is some changes going on.
Yes,
I feel like they might like what happens. Maybe at first I feel more nervous or anxious, and some anxiety, almost like I don't like change or I'm a little worried about it, but. I think it turns out to be good for you. I don't know if that makes sense, but I'll leave that with you. I'm hearing tell him it's going to be rewarding. It'll be rewarding for him. Very absorbing and kind of, I don't want to say nerve-wracking, but it's absorbing emotionally and mentally. So, but don't shy from it or be afraid, because I feel like eventually it takes care of you or rewards you, and I feel like I like it. So, in the long run, it may be a good thing. So,
Financially, will it also be?
Yeah, I feel financially there's an increase too.
Okay.
You head in the right direction. It'll be rewarding. Financially, too, the changes that are going on, I'm feeling anyway. They're giving me an increase. They're saying up, building, moving forward, expanding. Are the words that I'm hearing, and I'm hearing it's something new at work, and it turns into an increase in a promotion.
Okay.
I don't know how. I don't know if it's benefits or perks or overtime, but I feel like there's an increase. In finances, and they're pointing to coins, so this is a raise or a promotion. It's financially based. Okay, now I may have to learn something new in order to do this, or once I start, I'm going to have to learn new skills or something new, or do something a little different than I'm used to. So keep that in mind. If they say you have to be willing to do this to get that, I would go ahead and do it, because I feel like it would be very rewarding for you.
Thank you.
And it may be required or offered to you, and either way, I would jump on it or go with it. Okay?
Okay. Because I was a little anxious to jump into it, because I thought, oh, maybe it will go wrong, and maybe it's not the right place for me, and maybe...
Yeah. Well, from what I'm feeling, it'll be good. I got to tell you what I'm feeling. And I feel like there's, it's new, and it's an increase, and financially it's an increase. But I am feeling my nerves, and it's like I'm my worst enemy. It's like I'm getting in the way of running with it. Because of my mind or my nerves, and I'm injecting some fears into it. So, and it's transition in the work world is naturally very stressful. So I would, you're not going to be able to completely relax. I don't think anybody could, but try not to let it weigh you down, because I feel like you're going in the right direction, and it will be good for you.
Thank you.
Okay. I think
definitely because I'm a little prone to have nerves, you know, like when I'm in a new situation, it's, my God, what will happen next time?
Oh, I'm feeling that. You know, my hands are trembling. It's like I'm that nervous or that, I don't want to say fearful, but that's how they're projecting it to me, like change. I don't like change, or I don't do well with it. And and then there's natural fears, like, will it work out? Will it be enough? Will I be happy? So you have a lot going on there. And half of it you can get rid of, the nerves. And the other half are going to be natural, and you just have to deal with it. But I do feel that it goes well for you, and I hope it does. I really do.
Thank you.
I feel like it's an increase, and maybe not at first, but not too far down the road, you begin to like it and see where it's going to be good for you.
Okay.
Okay, and I'm leaning more towards, say, the end of April. When does this start with you?
What did you say?
When does the change start? Did it start already?
You mean with the job?
Yeah.
Well, next week I will have a visit to that place, so...
Okay, okay. And give it 2 weeks, because even when you go to look or get settled in, you might not be... Your nerves are going to make it seem worse than what it is. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, I understand what I'm saying.
So try not to let that bother you too much, and keep an open mind, because even like a week after you start, you might not be all that crazy about it. But then I see it turning around. And,
I will keep that in mind.
And you're noticing the benefits and different things that you're going to like and different things that are going to be better. So you need to give it time. If you can, if it's there. I wouldn't be afraid to wait until, like, say, the end of April for some of the things to start coming to you that makes you feel like it's a good thing.
Is the job to the situation related to that romance thing, maybe, or is it... Disconnected from each other, you know what I'm trying to say?
This is connected to a change in the workplace with you.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So did you say you were going to start something new or do something new?
No. What I'm trying to say is you talked before about April, that there may be like a start of a romance.
I see what you're saying. Okay. By the end of April, there may be somebody coming into your life.
And is that related to the change in jobs, or...?
It could very well be. Very well be. Very good thinking.
Okay.
Very good thinking. You understand the imagery well, then.
Yeah.
Because it was very connected to the changes in your life. So it's like you could start this new job and then meet somebody new, and then the friendship grows out of that, because I feel like there could be a relationship, and it could be just the one you're looking for. So it's just the right one I was hearing.
Okay.
So you got some double blessings coming.
Okay.
It could be the new job and then more money and a relationship. So this could be a profound change for you as you go into the end of April.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Okay.
All right, Jared, I think I'll leave you with that. Did it help you?
Yes, it helped me. Thank you.
Was that on your mind when you called?
I was thinking a bit about my job and so, but...
Okay.
Maybe we will.
So you were thinking about the job and relationship.
Mm.
What were you thinking about?
Mostly about the job, I think, but...
Okay. Well, that's the first thing they hit me with, was the job, and then it kind of went into a relationship, a little bit of a relationship. Hints of it, okay? Remember, I said could be possibility that there will be somebody coming and a relationship could come out of it. So remember, nothing's written in stone, and I like to get that message out with a...
I know.
That any psychic can be wrong, and nothing's written in stone, and you're dealing with interpretation, and so, you know what I mean, Jared?
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Okay, and you know, a lot of people say, well, would you take the advice of a psychic or a reader of some kind? I don't even know if I would. I would certainly listen to it and enjoy it and remember it. But would I make a major change in my life based on the advice of a reader? I don't know.
Mm-hmm. The future can change every day, every moment. So it's a bit...
It can. And if you say it can't, then you're saying God can't do what he does, you know, and it's, things change. And I think it's an important message in this field that it gets out there.
Mm-hmm.
That you enjoy your... Now, if I was a therapist and I was combining it with my psychic skills, and then I had a certificate saying, well, I can make you feel this way, or I can work on this, then I could say, yes, it's, you know, follow my advice, or this is what I'd like to see you do. And in my case, I'm an entertainer and a personality, and I just tell you what I'm feeling and hearing. And if it connects, you feel it with your heart. If it connects and you think it applies, then you got a little bit of a heads up there.
Okay.
So, good luck with everything. There are changes in the workplace. That's what you were all about today, and I believe it'll be good for you, and I am getting the emotional drama that it causes with you, and it's because of change in the workplace, and you don't do too well with it, or it kind of like makes you feel a little offbeat, so try not to let that throw you as you get into this.
I will.
Okay, Jared. Good luck with everything, and tell your friends about us.
I will. Thank you.
Okay, Jerry. Good luck and blessings.
Bye.
Okay, take care. Okay, everybody, if you'd like to get a reading, call me. If you don't call, I won't talk. I'll just hum. Okay, if you'd like to know more about me, I'm Michael Goger. If you're just joining us, my show is Your Inner Thoughts. I'm here at bbsradio.com. Fastest growing internet radio station on the planet. Everybody listens to BBS Radio. Dozens and dozens of talk shows, dozens of readers. You can get a reading every day. Tune in and listen up. Put it in your toolbar and play it in the background. If you'd like to talk to me in private or arrange a private session, I'm available for $20 a half hour. You can't beat the price. Just email me, michaelg@michaelgoger.com. Add me to your Pal Talk friends list, michael_goger. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
What's your first name?
Haley.
Haley?
Yep.
Nice name.
Yeah.
You're a regular call listener?
Yeah, yep. Yeah.
Yep, 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 yep. Where are you calling from?
Huh?
Where are you calling from?
Oh, Maine.
Maine?
Yeah.
Good. That's a nice state, Maine.
Yeah.
I'd like to live in Maine, by the ocean somewhere.
Yeah.
Okay, Haley. I keep hearing the boy thing, the man thing. I don't know why. I'm just going with it. I don't know if it's a boyfriend or a husband or something going on with a relationship or one starting, but very strong with relationships here. Let me see where they want me to go. I'm going to the workplace, too. Haley, you sound a little young. Are you married?
No, I'm at least 12.
No, you're not.
Yeah, I am.
You're 12 years old?
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I can't read a 12-year-old.
Well, I do have a crush.
Oh, my God. You know something? My guides were saying to me, she's young. But you have a crush on a boy, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm, okay, because the first thing they showed me was, remember the first thing I said to you was the boy thing, the guy thing? Okay, well, that was the first thing they gave me. And, let me see if I can do something for you. I got to give you credit for listening and calling anyway. How can I not read you? Let's see. You know, it's very hard to read younger people, especially at that age, because you're growing, and the energy is very, a little bit of static, like I'm cutting through static. But, you know, I feel there's a possibility that with the crush, I want to say that you guys get to connect, but I don't want to put too much into it, Haley, because he has a lot of things going on, too. Just out of curiosity, is he healthy? Has he got something wrong with him, Haley, the boy you got the crush on? Has he been ill, or?
I'm not sure, but I have two diseases.
Two what?
Two diseases.
I can't hear you.
I have two diseases.
Two big ears?
No. I have two illnesses.
What's that? Oh, you have two ailments?
Illnesses, yeah. I think.
Say that one more time.
I have two illnesses.
Oh, okay. You have the illnesses.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. I'm feeling it's going to get better. Your illnesses, is it possible they can get better? Or is something you got to deal with the rest of your life? Or?
Yeah, I have to deal with them for pretty much until I die.
Okay.
I have to be careful of what I eat and what I put on, makeup and everything.
Okay. It's very difficult, but it can be done.
Mm.
It can be done. You know, it's, there's, And the way science is progressing, tomorrow may bring something for you that will make it better. You know what I mean?
Good.
Because you sound strong to me, and I believe you're going to handle it well. And I'm also hearing a lot of problems will be overcome. But with the boy thing, I feel like he's got some problems too, or... There's a few things keeping you apart, so kind of go slow with it and try and don't drive yourself crazy with it. Just let things unfold naturally.
Okay.
Okay, because you're both young and you're growing, and there's going to be different things coming at you, and you want to just notice each other and just let it go naturally.
Okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And try not to dwell on it too much, you know. A hi and goodbye, and let it unfold naturally.
Yeah, I don't dwell on it too much.
Yeah, because there's a lot involved, right?
Yeah.
And I'll leave you with that. And good luck with everything, Haley.
Okay.
All right. Take care of yourself.
Okay.
All righty. Take care. Goodbye.
Bye.
All right. It's nice to know the younger generation likes me and listens. I wish her well with her issues. Okay, if you're listening, call. If you're not listening, oh boy, you're not hearing me. But anyway, if you'd like to know more about me, michaelgoga.com. I am available in private, $20 for a half hour. Just email me and we'll set up an appointment. My Pal Talk chat room shows are moving and up and running, and there will be... probably one tomorrow and Wednesday. So watch your emails for the announcements. Stop in for free reading. Everything is free. Everything I do is free on radio and in chat. It's probably the only thing left in the world that is free. Hi, caller.
Hi, my name is Elizabeth.
Welcome to the show, Elizabeth.
Welcome.
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from St. Louis, Missouri, and this is my first time listening to you. I met Marcia McMahon, and she turned me on to the BBS radio, and she did a reading for me when I met her last Sunday. So I got on the radio show today, and I saw that you were on, and I hopped online.
Good. And a friend told you about me, or?
Yeah, Marcia McMahon. She's actually one of the. She has Peaceful Planet.
Oh.
She has a Peaceful Planet radio talk show.
Oh, she's another host of BBS Radio.
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah, I met her at a health, holistic health event last Sunday.
No kidding.
But I think this is really neat. It looks like there's a lot of neat talkers on your show. Or on BBS Radio.
On BBS Radio, yes. It's a fantastic radio station, and there's dozens of readers. And I haven't met Marcia, and she told you about me?
Not you particularly, just the BBS Radio.
Okay.
So I hopped on today just to listen to whoever was on, and so I got on.
Very good, very good. Word of mouth.
Yes.
Networking and word of mouth is the only way to go. And
yes.
I'm glad she told you about BBS Radio. I dreamed about this last night, promoting BBS Radio through word of mouth, and here we are talking about it again. It's a fantastic radio station, and if you stay tuned in, you can catch all the different readers that come in and do their shows.
Good.
Yep, and so welcome to the show. I'm glad you found BBS Radio. Tell your friends about us. And let's just jump into your reading.
Okay.
Let's see. Let me just try to... you had me thinking there, and then I get sidetracked when I go when I go from thinking to flowing. When I'm reading, I'm automatic pilot, and then when I'm thinking, I switch to manual. So, but okay, and your name was Marcia?
No, it's Elizabeth.
Elizabeth, I'm sorry.
Yes.
Okay, and Marcia was the one to tell you about. Okay, Elizabeth. You sound young too. Are you working or are you?
I am 28. I'm 28 years old. I started my own business a year ago. I've been on a lot of personal growth and development this last year, and seeking out spiritual awareness.
Oh, you just took away some of my my reading, but it's okay because I'll just validate. You do have a lot of talent for business, and you're definitely going to be a businesswoman. I guess you wanted to be a businesswoman, or
yes, I've always wanted to.
Yeah, because it's jumping right out at me. You're going to be I'm hearing CEO, businesswoman. I'm seeing it all that would be connected to business and a female in business, and you got a lot of abilities and talents. And I'm hearing you're headed in that direction. And I'm also hearing security and putting down roots. So I feel like you're very near to being where it is you want to be or on the right track where you can grow to what you want to accomplish. So hang in there. There's something about real estate or the home, or are you moving or buying something or selling something? Does that make sense at all?
I moved into my first new home last year in February. Mm-hmm. And I do want to do real estate investing as part of my diversifying my investments when I get to that point.
Well, you're 20 years old or 28?
28.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Real estate is definitely a thing for you, so keep that in mind.
Good.
You would do very well. I feel like it's going to be the bigger part of who or what you are in business and money.
Oh.
So kind of keep that in mind, and I think it's going to progress in that direction anyway, naturally, so...
Uh-huh.
I feel like I don't really have to chase it. It's going to kind of like... What else do you do in businesses? Something with real estate or property? Or?
No, I help people with their health.
Oh, okay.
I'm an independent associate for USANA Health Sciences.
Oh, that's why I'm hearing houses and property. And so there's already a connection to homes and property. And and real estate then?
No, well, it's used on a health sciences.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
I'm using this as a building block so that I could do other things like real estate in the future. But I needed to come home to my son. I needed a more flexible, so I'm using this as a building block to do other things.
Okay. I don't want to lose this, but there's some type of an event coming up that's going to be like a celebration of some kind. Is it a wedding or a birthday, anniversary or something going on, something special coming up?
This next 4 weeks, my team and I, we work very closely together, and my business partner, Trish, wants to move up a level in her business, and when we do that, we work together in synergy, and all of us work together to move up in different levels.
Right.
And it's probably her or maybe some other people, myself or some others, moving up a couple of levels on our team. And we'll be celebrating for that, definitely. In the next 4 weeks, we start this Saturday.
Okay. That's going to be, it's going to be above and beyond, so it's going to be very enjoyable and A lot of benefits are going to come out of this. Are you in a relationship, a husband or boyfriend? Or?
Yes, I'm married.
Okay. Is he going to be connected to your work or business or the field?
If he chooses to be, I think that he works in. Installs cable for people's homes, and he's supporting our family while I'm building our business, but I would love for him to be a part of my business in some way, if he can in the future, but if he chooses to follow his own path, that's okay too, but he's a very supportive role.
Very supportive, and... Mm-hmm. Very talented, and was this ever talked about? Because I feel like maybe it was thought about or talked about. Obviously, it was with you, but between the two of you, I feel like he will eventually be part of your financial catalyst, a partner, or involved in one way or another, especially if it goes into real estate.
Mm-hmm. He's very good with his hands.
Yeah, I feel like it's going to be like a therapist combination, real estate type, marriage, family, business type thing. So I would encourage it and let it go in that direction when you see it developing.
Okay,
because I feel like he could be an ally and he has a lot of talent and abilities that can complement what you do and what you want to do.
Okay.
He may become a big part of like a family, marriage, business partners, business combination, complementing, involved one way or another. So if you see it going that way, run with it and encourage it.
Okay, I will do that. His brother is actually a carpenter, and his brother is doing some real estate deals right now. And he's done a lot of things in homes. My husband has installing alarm systems and heating and cooling, and so it's that sort of thing kind of runs in the family.
Yeah, and I got a feeling you're destined to do real estate too, so there could be a little team there, is what I'm hearing. I feel like you guys are going to be doing something together and making money at it and complimenting each other. So keep that in mind as you
okay.
Did I touch on everything you wanted to hear?
I have one more question. I feel I'm on the right path for pursuing my health business to get to where I want to be later, but do you feel... I kind of want to validate that, pursuing a health and wellness business, and it helps with my husband's health, and I help other people with their health. But is this, do you see this kind of as a stepping stone to later things?
Not only a stepping stone, I see it being a big part of what you are, actually what you are. You belong in that field.
Okay, because I do enjoy, I'm very passionate about what I'm doing.
Yeah, very much so. And you're good at it. You're meant to do that. You have talent there. And you're going to do it the rest of your life, but I feel like you're going to go into business in different ways, too.
Okay.
And the real estate thing you can do on the side as you're, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
As you're doing your health care and whatever else you're into.
Okay.
And I feel like it's not even, it may even complement each other. I'm not sure how. It could be the office and the house thing, and you're running two businesses out of it, that type of a thing. It's very closely connected.
Mm-hmm. I do work out of my home.
It's, and I think you're always gonna, and it's gonna get bigger and better. So, you're definitely on the right track. You're definitely talented and got the abilities, and you're headed into setting it up and making it happen.
Okay.
The healthcare, what is it? Reiki or herbs or getting
it's
holistic?
Nutritional supplements.
Oh, okay.
And weight loss, but we help people with developing a healthier lifestyle approach. No quick fixes, so everything complements, what tells a healthy lifestyle.
Yeah, I'm getting a lot with diet, too. Are you into the nutrition part of it, or?
Yeah, that's my favorite part of it is the nutrition and helping people, with that aspect of it.
Yes.
Fitness and nutrition.
That's where your talents lie. I keep hearing diets and holistic eating and lifestyle and habits and herbs and vitamins and different things like this. So that's where the core of your being is. And continue. You're definitely on the right track. And when you see diet or food or anything like that, you're kind of like leaning in that direction. But I feel like that's maybe where you're going to go or grow in. So you're definitely on the right track. And is there another female family member or a friend involved?
Yes, it was my sister, the godmother of my child. She lives with me. She's also one of my business partners. And then my cousin, she's a female too. She's also another one of my business partners.
Very good. Because I'm getting celebrating with another female within the business. And and a lot of joy centered around something. I don't know if there was one in particular you were doing something special with or something extra with, or there's going to be more ideas, but it's going to be a big part of another female in your business life. So,
okay.
Probably what your sister-in-law, whoever's more involved, I guess, or more connected, I guess that's...
Yeah, my cousin's more involved at this point.
Okay, I'm not quite sure. I'm just getting female, and there's a unity there and a bond, and it's in business, and it's very successful.
Good.
And it's thriving, and it's working. Okay, and your husband, again, too, is very close to this and in the background, so he's going to be something with him going on, too. Okay.
Okay. Do you have a time frame or a... on the real estate, because it does cross my mind every once in a while to jump into that, but I'm trying not to pick up too much at one time because I feel overwhelmed at times. So is that something I should just, wait until I feel the intuition to move forward with it or purposely start trying to involve more of that in my life?
I believe it's going to happen naturally and something with your husband.
Okay.
I believe it's going to kind of like be spontaneous and come together. You're going to find yourself being pulled in that direction.
Okay.
And different events and people coming to you.
Okay.
That may be...
I'll just be open for that one.
Yeah, that's how you would handle this. Let it happen naturally and be aware of your husband and his friends and what their thoughts and their ideas are. And I believe it's going to be spontaneous and happen naturally, and you're going to be prepared and ready when it takes off for you.
Okay.
Okay. And just be open and alert to anything to do with real estate and business, and always keep it in your mind and in your
home.
Okay.
And can I ask one more question?
Yep.
Okay. Is there anything else that I could be doing? My husband has polycystic kidney disease. And is there anything that
I could be doing more for him or...
Okay. Well, I heard your husband had some kind of health issue. I didn't catch exactly what it was.
It's a kidney genetic disease.
Okay. Is that anything to do with fluid or kidneys? Or?
Yes.
Okay, because yes. I'm getting fluid and kidneys are a little compromised. Not quite sure what this is, but I want to go to water. The water that I'm consuming and how I consume it and some type of therapy with water. I don't know if this makes sense to you or I'm not even quite sure what I'm hearing or feeling, really. It's just something with the being by the water or using water. Just think about it.
I think I know what you mean. I've been looking into different ways I can make my home more safe. I had somebody come and look at our water, test it, and just get a house filtration system. I've had somebody, got a person that's looking at our air and, you know, to purify and sanitize the air.
Yeah.
But it could be, you know, just maybe with the water we drink.
I'm not sure what this illness is or does, but I got the feeling that it could be made better or more tolerable if I can, some type of water or vitamins or something, or water therapy. I wish I could be more specific for you. I'm not quite sure. Exercise and they want me to lay in water. I don't know why they want me to lay in water, warm water, for some reason. It's weird.
I'm
not sure. Is any of the treatments involved in water therapy or
there? Well, I've heard, not, I don't know about specifically for him, but there's a floating is a type of therapy, but that's more for relaxation.
No, I'm being pulled to the husband and his issues. It might be that it's just centers around his fluids and his kidneys, maybe, and then just pulling me to this.
Maybe he just needs more water?
That's what I'm wondering, if he needs to drink more or less, or have somebody... look more into his kidneys and his fluids. I don't know what else to say to you. It's just I'm being pulled to kidneys and fluid, and I want to look at these things for some reason.
Okay.
And maybe could be something there that he could be doing or something more better. Okay. And I'll leave you with that.
All right. I will keep that in mind. And thank you so much for everything today.
What's that?
Thank you so much for everything today.
Thank you, and tell your friends about us, and good luck with everything.
I will.
Okay, thank you for calling the show.
Bye.
Okay, everybody, it's getting to that time where I got to say goodbye. I don't believe I can do another reading. There's like 5 minutes left. I think I got enough time to say goodbye, and can't wait to do it again next week. I'll be here every Sunday, 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you'd like to talk to me in private, michaelg@michaelgoga.com. If you'd like to know more about me, visit my site, www.michaelgoga.com. There's a mailing list in the navigation bar. Join my mailing list. There's a Yahoo group. Join the Yahoo group. Watch for my emails. I'll be doing Pal Talk shows tomorrow and Wednesday. And I'll tell you in the email what time it starts. Goodbye, everybody. I'll see you all next week. That'll be Sunday the 25th at 1 p.m. Take care and see you again next week. Goodbye, everybody.